CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Welcome to CFM's Adam and Ari On Demand.
Happy Friday. We are out. We are gone. Living our best life on the weekend.
Daffodil Day today. So we had Sarah Hurst back in from the Cancer Council of Tasmania to tell us about Daffodil Day.
As you like to call her behind the mic when it's not actually live, Sarah.
Sarah,
yeah. That's her new nickname from you.
We once again pranked Lee Kenworthy over at 7BU and we pranked Dan and Marie in Chile.
Yeah.
Two pranks today, so yeah. Look forward to those.
Adam loves a bit of a prank, if you can't tell.
Friday Live with Chiana.
That was amazing.
Yeah, good rendition of a little tune there. Plus all the regular features, all the competitions. We had a couple of calls about the traffic.
Yeah, everyone does get real mad when it comes to traffic, and I froth.
Yeah, well, you yourself personally do go through that area. So.
Yeah, oh, it's the bridge. It's the bloody bridge. The roadworks, drivers. We need to clarify some roadwork signs and how to follow them.
And it's also raging on our Facebook right now. At
yeah,
CFM Tasmania,
it is. So go read the comments if you need a bit of a giggle. Or if you want to get revved
or
up.
Or a vent, yeah.
Yeah, or a vent. Feel free. That's what it's there for.
So thanks for listening to today's show. Here it is.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Hey!
Happy Friday!
And happy Fancy Friday.
Oh, we are. We're feeling very fancy today. It's also Daffodil Day as well. So we're fancy and trying to be on colour theme. So Adam is rocking a very bright yellow. Mustard yellow?
Orange?
Orange. Wow. Okay. Is it really orange?
I don't know. It's white and yellow. It's closest thing to yellow I had for Daffodil Day.
Well, I'm rocking the same. So, yeah, Fancy Friday, Daffodil Day. We're flying the Daffodil flag, the Cancer Council TAS flag.
Yep.
High in the studio.
For more info or to donate, to get involved, daffodilday.com.au.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Now, Ari, as a bit of a Friday gift to you, really.
Oh, my God. I'm nervous and very excited. I love a gift.
I popped something up for you as a gift on Chilli FM from Lonnie, one of our stations up there, on their birthday book for you.
So you want me to open it?
Yeah. So you have it in front of you already? But you haven't read it yet.
I haven't read it yet. I don't want to click it just in case it's too early. Can I click it now?
Click in. Okay. Read the bottom entry. It's my gift to you on this Friday.
Mike Oakhurst from Blessington. Happy birthday, Mikey. See you tonight for the big romp. Mm. Yeah. Can't wait to listen back to Adam and Ari for Breakfast on Demand at cnfdads.com.au with you.
Now, do you reckon that they'll read it? They'll just read it on air without checking it?
Well, we read ours without checking them. That's why we make so many mistakes. So probably. And the reason, is this because of last week when they stole our talk topic?
Yeah, had to get them back.
Yeah, had to get them back a little bit. But thank you for that present.
That's, okay.
That's pretty funny. So now we're going to have to like somehow listen back to their show so we can hear it.
Oh, I'll be checking.
I wonder if we could, get a recording of it too.
Yeah, we'll be checking, but I thought I'd throw a little plug for us on their show.
Yeah, that's so good.
Now, Ari, the toy lie detector officially arrived in the mail yesterday.
Oh, get out, because Adam's been receiving love letters. How many have you received now?
I think there's four that have come in.
Four love letters, and they don't arrive like, you know, one every week. It's like one and then a couple months go past and we kind of all forget about them. And then another one rocks up at the post.
Yeah, saying things like, oh, I love your Adidas. Things that are so over the top, it's got to be a stitch up.
One of them had me in it, pretty stoked.
Yeah.
Got a name drop.
I'm so jealous of Ariel. I wouldn't be able to get any work done sitting opposite you or dimples and all this.
It's a lot easier than you think.
And, you know, we're all thinking the same thing. No one could possibly love me that much. It's got to be a stitch up.
I think they could.
No, don't give me that crap.
I think they could.
Don't
I just don't know
that
I would write it in a love letter and post it to you.
Scent it with perfume. It's on nice parchment paper. It's got to be a stitch.
So we did go around and test out all the staff handwriting because there was a love heart in one of the love letters. So we got everyone to draw a love heart and then write their name under it. No one matched, but you've got the lie detector now.
Yeah, so
a
stitch up with this much effort and magnitude has to be only one man, and that's Jerry Shears, the content director. So hopefully next week we'll get this lie detector on him on our show. We'll find out.
Oh, I'm so excited. Oh, imagine if it's like beep, 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 beep,
yeah,
beep, beep, beep.
Off the chain. Like, you broke the needle. You broke the needle, Jerry. You're lying so much. But the thing is, I was so confident it was him, but now I'm starting to lose my nerve. Like, maybe it's not him because there's spelling errors I've noticed.
Yeah, but they can do that on purpose.
I know, and that Jerry would think ahead like that, wouldn't he?
Well, I mean, put it this way, when I got some help with some essays at school, and I'm not the smartest duck, I would put in spelling errors. So if I know how to do that, anyone can do it.
Someone else did your essay for you.
Yeah.
You know what? I was in an English class and the teacher really didn't like me, and I wrote two essays for the same subject. I gave my mate, I actually sold the other essay to my mate because I needed some money. I gave him the crapper essay and he got better marks than me.
That makes no sense. Also, that's funny that you were selling your essays and I was buying essays. Kid music.
Got to do our traditional Friday prank call to Lee Kenworthy.
Adam froths this call. It hypes him up all week.
So Lee Kenworthy, of course, the breakfast announcer over at 7BU. This is the third week we're calling
in a row.
Yeah, in a row.
On a Friday.
On a Friday.
At the same time.
At the same time as Reuben Rudd. Let's see what happens.
Good morning.
Is that you, Lee?
It sure is.
Hey, Lee, it's Reuben Rod. I was just seeing over at CFM, they're doing Fancy Friday, a yellow thing for this Daffodil Day.
Oh, good on
them. I was just wondering, we made any progress on getting you fancy?
No.
Because I just
think... they can do what they like over on CFM, you know, we're in the same radio network, but we had Sarah from Cancer Council on just talking all about it, so...
Oh, fantastic.
Out there, because it is Daffodil Day today, which is important. I just mentioned about it just a second ago, but we had Sarah on, well, I think it was the day before yesterday, so, yeah.
Yeah, I heard you mention it, because I thought that's what I'd call and say, because I just think Fancy Friday suits the 7BU more, because you're a bit more sophisticated.
Well, it's their idea. It's, you know, something for the breakfast show on, see, so we don't really want to be running two, you know, breakfast shows the same thing, so...
I understand. Yeah. I understand what you're saying, Lee, but it's still... my life's missing to get you in a little suit with your slacks and a little package all neatly parceled in there, you know what I'm saying?
Which works beautifully, doesn't it, on radio?
I know. It's sort of silly, but I just think it would suit 7BU better because
there's
it's just...
wrong with being silly, but no, I think that's just more CFM's target, so that's fine, rather than having the both stations doing this, employing the same... gimmicks, I suppose you could say.
So. I suppose. Well, maybe I'll call them, tell them to stop it, and then we can get you doing it.
So we can do it?
Yes. Cheers, Lee. Appreciate it.
Always good to talk to you, mate. Look, you have a good day and have a good weekend, won't you?
Yeah, you too, Lee.
Talk to you soon, Robin. Good chat, mate.
Cheers. I don't think he knows yet.
He has no idea.
Trivia Troll.
It is time for Trivia Troll. Now, we're going to ask you a question. If you know the answer, give us a call on 1300 655 922. If you get it right, we'll chuck you in the draw to win the $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks. And it's prize giving Friday today, Ad. So
yeah,
you will find out today if you are that lucky winner.
If you crowned the victor.
Yes, so true. Now, we were talking about the Wiggles, right?
Yep.
Earlier this week, there's now 8 Wiggles, lots of new faces on there. There's one particular Wiggle that is standing out.
To you?
No, like all over, but all over TikTok as well. For being in another group and then going into the Wiggles, they're very different groups. Like the Wiggles, obviously kids. This other group, I want to know what the group is. If you know the old group that he was in and what Wiggle, we'll chuck you in the draw.
All right.
If you're on TikTok or on the news or have the Wiggles playing at home and maybe someone in the household is like, damn, I'm going to start watching the Wiggles, then you probably know the answer.
Trivia Troll.
1300 655 922. Jackie from Sprayton on the line to answer Ari's trivia question.
All right, Jackie, so there's a lot of talk at the moment on social media about the new Wiggle. Do you know what group he has come from and which Wiggle we are talking about?
Oh... No, I misheard the question.
Oh. What did you think?
I thought you were talking about the original Blue Wiggle, Anthony, and what band he used to be in.
Do you know that, Ari?
Oh, I got no idea.
The answer's
that.
The Cockroaches, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about the new Wiggle.
Right,
he's a purple Wiggle.
Very good.
Thanks anyway, Jackie.
Thank
appreciate
you.
It. 1-300-655-922. Tiff from Stoodley to answer Ari's question.
Okay, there's new Wiggles in the lineup. There's one particular Wiggle that is getting a lot of talk on social media because he's come from another group or crew. What group or crew has he come from, and what Wiggle are we talking about?
Is it John, and is he from Justice Crew?
Yeah!
Hell yeah, Tiff!
Have you seen his dance on TikTok?
Yeah, I may have.
Yeah, see? It's a vibe. Anyway, we'll all start watching the Wiggles now.
Yes, my girls love the Wiggles, so I'm sure that I'll probably see it.
Nice. Do you reckon they've done that on purpose so that the mums actually start to really enjoy the Wiggles?
Well,
maybe.
Possibly. It may be interesting now.
Yeah, definitely.
I'll give it a watch just to check.
Yeah. Thank you so much for your call, Tiff, and we'll chuck you in the draw to win that $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks.
Thank you very much. C-F-F.
We've got Clint on the line. He's got a traffic comment for us.
Just ringing up to say, just to put in a stupid Friday comment, I guess. It's just I'm driving to work across Lurie Coast Strait, you know, where the bridge is getting some maintenance done on it.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, and you're driving through there every day this week, and like, you know, it says 80, so you do 80. It says 60, you do 60, 40. And today I'm doing 60, and cars are flying around me, probably doing 80 to 100 k's now in the right-hand lane to get up to the 40, then they're braking.
Yeah, right.
You know what? I have to drive that bridge home every day, and it drives me crazy.
Yeah, you're nearly better off to go through four, so you don't have to wait, eh?
Yeah, but it like the people that go in the right lane, it's like, that lane is closed. There's going to be an accident from this.
Oh, it's just crazy. Yeah, it's just in the back. Like, I just look at people and think, like, what are you doing? Like, they stay for a reason. Like, I reckon if the police sat their cameras up there, they would get so many tickets, it'd be ridiculous.
Yeah, like, I agree. Thank you so much for giving us a call and,
yeah, good reminder.
And sharing your thoughts on it too.
It's just like basically, I'm just like driving to work singing, Jesus Christ, they must love their job because they're
can't wait to get there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks for that, Clint.
Guys.
Yeah, good reminder to everyone.
All right, see you guys. Hit music.
We're at 1-300-655-922 if you see anything on our roads or you have any comments about the traffics, let us know. We've got someone on the line that has comments about the previous comments.
Yeah, hi. I'm nameless, but I would just like to comment on that guy's comment about the bridge. And I agree, but I also think people are forming one lane way too early. That's just advising you that it's going to be soon turned into one lane, not two. So that whole space he's talking about is just a waste. So I'm sorry, but I sometimes in that car in that lane because I just think, well, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I'm not doing 80, I'm still doing my speed limit that I'm allowed to do. But I really do think they form one lane way too early, which is why the line's so long.
To be honest, I do see the signs and I am that person that just stays in the left lane. But
I used to be. And then I thought, why am I doing this? Like, what? I was a bit like, okay, what? He's going zooming past the cheeky bugger. And then I thought, well, he's not actually speeding and he's probably, you know, going to get to work on time.
Yeah. Well, I stay in the lane that's open. I mean, because I'm in the cruiser.
Well, the truth is, they're both open, honey. That's my deal. They're both open nearly right up until you get there. They're just advising you that soon the right-hand lane's about to close off. It's not actually closed off.
Yeah.
Just get ready. You're about to be in one lane. It's about to merge across, but not, like, back at the start of Lurie Coast Strait.
That's a long... I know. I'm also never in that lane when it's long. Like, if I know it's going to be long, I go back through fourth.
Absolutely.
Like, 100%.
Through fourth, like that guy said, that's the best idea.
Yeah, definitely. And when the road works, we're through fourth as well.
Yeah, well. Okay.
Today in history, the thing that happened.
Thousands of years ago.
27th of August today, Ari. Why don't we ever look at it?
Yeah, I'm actually really excited for today in history.
Why don't we have a cotton pick and look at it, eh?
Yeah, all right.
Let's have a bloody look.
Mr. Fancy Man over there.
On this day in 1912, Tarzan made his first appearance in a magazine serial. You get into Tarzan?
I actually do love Tarzan.
You were getting into it just then. She was beating her chest, everything.
Yeah, I love Tarzan. Tarzan and the Jungle Book are one of my two faves.
Oh, you speak my language. I like Jungle Book a lot more, but
yeah.
But it wasn't on this day that was released. No,
talk about that when that's released.
On this day in 1955, the Guinness World Record book was produced and bound for the first time in the UK.
That's a pretty big deal for us, considering we love to try to break records.
Yeah, almost beat that Kit Kat record that
almost.
Time. I'm still waiting for the decibel reader to read my burp volume.
How come the lie detector has rocked up, but not your decibel reader?
Yeah, I don't know.
Weird.
I'll get to the bottom of it. Anyways, on this day in 1964, Mary Poppins premiered.
A spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. The medicine go down. Go down.
What a movie. Okay, Tarzan or Mary Poppins?
I'd go Mary Poppins, I reckon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
What? You're thinking about it?
No, I think I would have to do... But that is a hard one.
Mm.
The remake of Tarzan's quite nice.
Jungle Book's better than both of them, though. But
yeah,
it wasn't on this day. Stop bringing up Jungle Book. On this day in 1994, 1,500,900
Can you read? Usually that's me that can't read.
1,500,592,000 There we go. That's where I was getting it wrong.
Have no idea what number you just said now.
1,592,744 Still can't get it. Balloons were released by Disney Home Videos into the sky. You're setting a new world record.
That would not happen today. Would not fly today. Nope.
1,592,744 There we go. I got it.
Do you know why they did that?
I think they were just trying to break a home record and probably some promotion for Disney Home Videos.
Yeah. Okay.
And on this day in 2003, McDonald's added healthy foods to their Australian menus, like fruit, veggie burgers, and salads.
Was that only in 2003?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think it was shortly after that Supersize Me.
Have you ever bought a salad from McDonald's?
No, I'm not a psycho.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Had a couple of calls earlier about this area of the road along Lillico, is it?
Yeah, so it's the fourth. So they're doing roadworks on they're redoing the bridge to make it stronger and everything. So the Fourth River Bridge westbound on Bass Highway at Turner's Beach.
Mm.
It is causing some talk in the community. Everyone is definitely talking about it in my household last night.
Yep.
We've had some callers today about it. We think it needs to be discussed.
So let us know on Facebook, at CFM Tasmania. We've popped a post up. But I don't go through there that often. The last time I went through there was on the way to Penguin to grab myself a flaming penguin. So I do know the area you're talking about, but I can't quite picture it. So what is the debate when you change lanes? Is that what people...
So they were working on... So the left lane used to be closed and you could drive through the right lane. Now it's the other way around. So the left lane is now open and the right lane... on the bridge is closed. So what's happening is they've got the roadwork signs up, amazing, and it does have, you know, the roadwork sign that's yellow and it has that, left lane with the arrow at the top, so it's open, and the right lane has the line going horizontal.
Mm. So it ends.
So closed, open lane.
Mm.
So they've got the speed limit 80, 60, 40, 20. There is a 20 sign for the guys. I'm pretty sure it's to go to the Portaloo because I've seen that on the left because we wait in that line for a long time. And then it goes back to 40 as you go over the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a bit of a debate as to when exactly are you supposed to go on the left lane? Because everyone's getting into the left lane early so that they don't have to, you know, try to squeeze in. So I haven't gone through at that time of the day because... I moved to Tasmania because I hate traffic, so I avoid traffic altogether. But apparently the line, it can go all the way to pretty much Lillico Straight during peak hours. So everyone's getting in that left lane apparently way too early. We've got some comments on the Facebook page already. If you're not overtaking, you should always be in the left lane. Good comment by Chris. Very cool. Amanda? I'm not until I'm near the bridge and have to. Someone has already replied with, oh, you're one of those people. another person has said, I don't let cars in if they do that.
Yeah.
So Yeah.
So they don't let cars in if they do that. They're sitting in the left or right?
So they're sitting in the left lane, back-to-back bumpers, because, you know, everyone's pretty much stuck in traffic. So this lady is saying that if she sees someone in that right lane trying to go all the way and then sneak into the left
push
lane,
in. Yeah, I get
she
you.
Won't let them in.
Yeah, right, I get
you. Yeah, but there's also a turn-off to fourth at that section. So if you were needing to go to fourth, you got to wait all the way back in that left lane to even get to fourth. So some people are going in the right lane, then trying to sneak through just the gap to then turn off to fourth.
Yeah.
My suggestion, if you're going to fourth, guys, just go the back way.
Go the other way.
Go the back way, because no one lets you in.
Doesn't sound like this is a nice way to go anyway, so you might as well go the back way.
Yeah, exactly, especially during peak hours.
Good morning, I'm Adam Davison, first with dog news. All right, so, with COVID and lockdowns and everything, obviously we haven't had the lockdowns as bad here in Taz, but we have had our own lockdowns. The gyms were closed, if you recall.
You weren't on the coast during ours.
Yeah, but there was lockdowns in Hobart.
Yeah, but we were like full on closed.
So were we.
Can't complain, it was only 3 months.
Our gyms were closed. We were locked down as well. Go easy. We're all one. That's all one love.
Okay.
But apparently with around the whole country with the lockdowns and gyms being closed, a lot more people have bought dogs.
Yes.
And they've walked their dogs as exercise instead. Mm-hmm. But with this has seen an increase in dog walking related injuries. Sorry. It's dangerous. Walking dogs.
God. What do I need to be careful for?
Chiropractor Michael Ferguson says his business saw a 30% increase in dog walking related injuries after COVID, and physiotherapist Alistair Wheaton has also seen an increase with 20% of his patients suffering from injuries related to dog walking.
Like what sort of injuries? Like the dog pulls and you fall over and like break your nose or something?
Not breaking nose. It's not a cartoon. No, like, shoulder injuries from the dog pulling or back strains, stuff like that. So apparently, Pet Barn Pet Academy head trainer Meredith Galanti has advised some stuff people can do.
Mm-hmm.
Teach your dog that pulling them gets nowhere. So as soon as the lead starts getting pulled, you stop walking and do not move until the dog looks back and the lead loosens.
Mm-hmm.
Does Santi pull?
She does if she's very excited, yes. But if she's listening and I say here, she'll do a... It's like a half zoomy loop.
Okay.
She'll go around and then she'll sit next to me and look at me. Yeah.
Okay. Make sure you have some small treats with you when you are walking your dog. Being able to reward good behaviour whenever it happens will really speed up your dog's learning.
I've also learnt with that, the smellier the treat, the better. Yeah, it can't just be some dog food. It needs to be a really good treat.
Yeah, real stenchy stuff.
Yeah,
they love the smell.
Like a little bit of fish or something.
Don't use equipment on your dog that's designed to cause pain or discomfort, stuff like choke chains, stuff like that, because all it does is causes pain and stress instead of teaching them what you want. It doesn't teach them anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And don't jerk on the lead or physically drag your dog around the lead. This is actually very common, and sometimes we do it without thinking, but it's not recommended. I actually had a dog that was really bad for pulling on the lead.
Mm-hmm.
We bought a... harness that actually pulls from the front and sort of tightens on them when they do pull, it pulls them back so it doesn't strain your arm at all.
Yeah,
and it does all the work for you and it stops the dog from straining. So that's something to look into if you.
I like the harness, harness lead.
Yeah,
but Santi's a big girl. I mean, you saw her yesterday. She's a big girl.
She's big. She got the big sudden.
I would be the one with the broken nose, I think, if she really pulled the lead.
So stay safe. That's today's dog news.
No, I just want a dog.
Song snag.
All right, Adam has snagged a song. If you know what the song is, give us a call, 1-300-655-922. If you get it right, you'll go on the draw to win waffles for two at Windows on West Stella. And it's prize giving Friday, so if you win, you'll get a text message from us today.
Let's hear it. Geez, are it's badly snagged. Massive scratch on that disc.
It actually really bugs me that it's scratched.
song snag.
1-300-655-922. Brody from Shearwater on to guess this one.
Is it Moon and Back by Savage Garden?
Sorry?
Moon and Back by Savage Garden?
It's not. Sorry, Brody. Thanks for playing.
Ooh. No worries.
Cheers, mate. Have a good one.
See ya.
1-300-655-922. We got Aiden from Sisters Creek on the line. Hey, Aiden, you ever been to that Cup of Cake and Collectibles?
Yes.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, good food there.
We love
there.
That place.
Yeah. One of our favourite places on the coast. All right, Aiden, this is the song. What do you think the song is, Aiden?
Larger Than Life from the Backstreet Boys.
Congratulations to you, Aiden, and also congrats to whoever it is there helping you as well in the background.
Yeah.
You're in the draw, mate.
Yeah.
If you win those waffles for two, you'll have to split it with whoever it is there that you got with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cheers, Aiden. See ya.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Say you're having a good time out there. On 107.7
CFM. Friday, live. Showcasing local talent on the Northwest Coast.
All right, here we go. One of my favourite parts of the week, Friday Live. We're joined by Shiana today. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, that's all right.
Now, you're a local musician around the Northwest Coast?
Yes, I've been around the traps for many years.
Yep. Yeah. Born and raised in the Northwest Coast?
No, I was born in London.
Oh, really?
Oh, cool.
Yeah, yeah. My dad's over there at the moment too, so
yeah.
Trying to get back to Sri Lanka he is, so...
Yeah.
So I've got a lot of family on the coast.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, excellent. And do you play live around the coast and around Tassie?
Do play all about, done just about every venue around the place.
Yep.
But we are playing tonight at the Royal Oak with the Shiana Band, supported by Brad Gillies, 9 p.m. start. So if you want some dance music, come along and have a listen to our originals. It's
and
be a
you
great
actually
night.
Played at a fashion parade that I went to.
Yep.
And it was amazing. So I've experienced it out and about.
That's with my daughter, Marla. Yeah. We've got a duo called Shiana and Marla.
Yeah, I was blown away. I was like, we need to get them in for Friday Live. And now I'm super stoked because you're here.
Yeah. And you do, you're involved with an open mic night at Penguin Beer Company?
That's right. That's just started up. And, of course, that venue is just open in Penguin. It's amazing. And I'm hosting a open mic night. So, you know, all the young talent out there, come along, put your name down on their site and come and show us your talent, and it's just a very relaxed atmosphere. It's great.
And what nights are they on?
That's on Wednesday nights.
I think I was there a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
For an open mic
night. You mentioned
night.
The open mic night.
I did,
night. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, whoa, what's happening? This is amazing. And the vibe was also really cool too.
Yeah, it's a great little venue for Penguin, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Definitely is. Well, what are you going to be playing today?
Well, I'm not going to play anything new, but I'm going to play one of my first originals that I wrote, and it's called On My Mind. It's on my Big Love album as well, which is on Spotify, and this one goes out to all the loved ones that are stuck somewhere and can't get home.
Yeah.
Nice.
Beautiful.
Yeah, take it away.
To leave it all behind. Sweet, sweet summertime. Down by the river, I got you on my mind. You're a reflection that I know so well. Lifting me higher, guess I found it difficult to let it go. as you touch me. In the river, yes you did. I got you on my mind, yeah. Got you on my mind.
That was amazing.
Shiana, live and local on CFM.
Thank you. Was so good. So how can everyone follow you on socials and what are the links and on Spotify as well?
Okay, yes, Spotify, just the Shiana Band.
Yep.
And you've got we're on Instagram with the Shiana Band.
Yep.
And Facebook, the Shiana Band, and there's Shiana and Marla, and then I've got Shiana We Just Sing a page as well.
Wonderful. And that was out to everyone that's currently stuck or in isolation, lockdown, not with their families. So thank you so much for dedicating that to everyone that has been feeling the feels lately. And that was absolutely beautiful. So thank you so much for coming in today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And cheers. If you feel like a little road trip, head down to Lonnie tonight, the Royal Oak. You can see Shiana live there, or keep an eye out at the Penguin Beer Company for those open mic nights. Thanks so much, Shiana.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Cheers.
Word sandwich. Up.
More.
This weekend, you could be enjoying the new winter menu at House of Anvers. How? Because we could be giving you a $50 voucher to spend at House of Anvers. All you need to do is guess this word sandwich. What is it? We give you two words. Guess the word that goes in the middle of the sanger and give us a call on 1300 655 922. If you get it right, you'll be in that prize pool.
Yeah, so if you guess the word sandwich, you could get yourself a sandwich, like regular sandwich, at House of Anvers. Simple science.
And the sandwiches are massive there.
They are.
You've had one.
Yes. Yes.
You did finish it. Just.
Thea, are you there? Can you hear us?
Thea.
Thea? Thea.
Your words for today are silicon and shop.
Silicon and shop. Silicon and shop. What goes in the middle of that?
Honestly, I have no idea.
Silicon.
It's a hard one today.
And shop.
Word sandwich.
More. 1300 655 922. Maddie is on the line from Devonport to play Word Sandwich. Thea, give Maddie the words.
Your words for today are silicon and shop.
Maddie, what do you think goes in the middle?
Is it body?
It's not body, Maddie. Thanks for playing.
Okay,
thank you.
Bye, Maddie.
Bye-bye. 1300 655 922. Sean from Somerset, these are the words.
Your words for today are silicon and shop.
What do we reckon, Sean?
Is it gun?
It's not gun. Thanks for playing, Sean.
Cheers, guys.
See you, mate.
See ya. Hello, CFM. Who's this?
Hello. Yeah, I was just wondering if the answer could be chip.
Sorry, what was that answer again?
Chip. C-H-I-P, silicon chip, chip shop.
Thea, is that correct?
The word for my sandwich is chip. Silicon chip. Chip shop.
She says yes.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Correct.
Congratulations. And sorry, where were you from?
Penguin.
Wonderful.
Alrighty, you're in the draw to win the $50 voucher to House of Anvers Cafe.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. 107.7 CFM.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast on Daffodil Day, Ari.
Yeah, happy Daffodil Day. We've snuck Sarah Hurst in while she's out and about on her way through. So thank you so much for stopping in again today, Sarah.
So pleased to get in touch again.
We pretty much want to know more details about Daffodil Day. How can you get involved? Also online, if someone may be stuck somewhere else that they can't get to a shop.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got stalls all the way across the Northwest Coast. As we were chatting about yesterday, there's about 20 of them. So you can get into lots of different places to buy some flowers. If you're looking for a stall to get some Daffodil Day flowers, you can actually jump on daffodilday.com.au. Yeah. And if you can't find a stall near you, which should be very rare for you not to find something nice and close, then you can actually order online. You can order some of those fabulous Daffodil Day socks and a few other bits and pieces of merchandise, or make a donation through the Daffodil Day Appeal online.
So if you are tuning in and you're currently in lockdown somewhere, or you're in quarantine, do it online.
Absolutely.
And how does the money help? Where does it go?
So our focus for Daffodil Day is actually on research. So Cancer Council Tasmania contributes around $200,000 a year to Tasmanian cancer research. So that's research that's happening right here in our state.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So that includes some clinical trials that we've also helped fund in Launceston and in Hobart, in the scientific centres there. Last year, we raised $90,000 across the state with Daffodil Day. So we're really hoping to hit that target again.
That is amazing. Yeah. Especially last year as well.
Yeah. So we're hoping to get to that again this year, being that we're 90% funded by the community as Cancer Council Tasmania. We need to raise about $4 million a year to make sure we can continue delivering our services and our education programs through schools with SunSmart and prevention programs, as well as investing in that vital research to find that future that we want without cancer.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So it's a good cause, plus there's lovely goodies. You get a pin or a flag or a socks or, you know, flowers.
Flower crown, if you're like me.
Yeah, there's something for everybody. Just jump out and grab a Daffodil Day flower or a pin or even a pen. Everyone uses pens.
Everyone uses a pen.
Everyone needs a pair of socks without the holes, don't they, Adam?
Yes. Yeah. I can relate to that.
Yeah, Adam confessed yesterday that he's the one that always has socks with holes in them.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you can't find anything for you, please just make a donation. Every dollar counts, and we're really hoping to have another successful year.
Yeah, thanks so much, Sarah Hurst from the Cancer Council Tasmania. Daffodilday.com.au to find out more info, or, of course, donate there.
Absolutely. Happy Daffodil Day, guys.
Thanks,
cheers,
Sarah.
You too.
See you.
Quick to the website, cfmtas.com.au, to vote for your favourite teacher across the Northwest Coast.
The winning teacher will win an 11-inch Apple iPad Pro with 128 gigabytes, and every student in that winning class will win Apple AirPods. And just by voting, you go in the draw to win a $1,000 IGA gift card. Splash the cash, guys.
We've narrowed it down to two teachers. We got Mr. Travis Cruz from Devonport Christian School, and we got Mrs. Rachel Atkinson from St. Bridges Catholic School in Wynyard.
Yeah, so it's Dev versus Wynyard. Whoa, the rivalry. It is CFM's Apple for the Teacher.
Kid music. Music.
Okay, so Ads, you're a bit sneaky. This morning you made me read a birthday book entry on Chili's Facebook page. Now, to be honest, I didn't get it when I read it. The way that you spelt it was pretty funny, but you had me mentally prepared for this little prank we're playing on Chili. You know, Dan and Marie. This is for stealing our Facebook topic last week, by the way.
Yep, so Dan and Marie, Chili in Launceston, added a name. Well, the name was just a throwaway gag, but it was really just, there's a sneaky little plug for our show on their birthday book. We're told that they've done the birthday book. Don't know whether they read it or not. Should we listen?
Yeah, I think we need to listen
to their birthday book.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Jackson Beard from Summerhill. Right. Happy 13th birthday for Saturday.
We're next.
Hope you have a great day. God. Love Mum, Dad, Harrison and Harvey. Mike Ockerts from Blessington. Sorry, Mike, if I've said that wrong. Happy birthday, Mikey. See you tonight. Can't wait to listen to... Yeah, cool.
A different radio station.
Yeah, I'm not going to read the rest of that one. Happy birthday, Mark. Love your fave work team, Mark Vernon from Prospect.
Mark Vernon.
That's actually Mark Vernon, sales manager of CFM.
Hey, they didn't plug our show.
Oh, you know what, Ads? Let's do it. Let's give some cash money away if you can get our show plugged on Chili.
Yeah.
So what does that mean? So you need to call up Chili FM and say, I listen to Adam and Ari for breakfast on CFM.
We'll give you $100.
Yeah. We'll go 50 each.
The challenge.
This is our own money too. Yeah,
that's how much committed it means to us. The challenge is on.
$100 if you can get, if you can answer the phone, get live. It has to go live on air on Chili. Yeah.
They actually sounded a bit PO'd.
Yeah, they did. It's pretty funny. But do you reckon they got the whole Mike Ockert?
I don't know. Maybe after the fact.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
How about that Friday feel?
How about that show?
Yeah, so full. Absolutely loved it. Thanks for another week with us. We haven't been fired yet, so that is a huge win. Controversial topics.
Did we?
Nah, not really. Maybe the roadworks? Nah, it's not too bad.
I don't know.
Everyone's just getting revved up.
It was all fine except for the off-air thing. This is behind the scenes. We didn't mention this on the show, but I accidentally took the station off air for like 20 seconds at about 5:30 this morning, and the off-air alarm light that goes on the desk didn't turn off, so it's been reminding me all day. Remember, you made a mistake earlier. Remember? Remember that? Never forget.
Usually it's me reminding you and telling everyone. Now you are the one doing it. I'm also in a fancy dress, and I've got sneakers on with Daffodil Day socks on, so... Good look.
I got my hush puppies with my daffodil socks on.
Yeah, but you've also got like suit pants and a nice shirt on. I'm wearing like a dress you wear to a winery wedding.
I don't know if it counts though because you had that dressing gown on again all day today.
No, this is not a dressing gown. This is literally a nice, this is the nicest jacket I have. It's on our Instagram page anyway, CFM Taz, if you'd like to let us know.
Ah.
Stop it.
Ouch.